83 degrees in Chicago, humidity 52% at 10:45. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with Music on Money is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss, and how do you do? First of all, before we do anything else, I think I should acknowledge the fact that just before we went on the air for Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, our good buddy here, Joe Foss, tells me that his mother is listening to our show way up in Detroit, or way over in Detroit today. Is she really vacationing over there, Joe? So to Mama Foss, we certainly want to send a great big smooch and say your son is very healthy-looking, very good-looking, and he needs a shave. Now, to all of the rest of you all over these United States, for Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, it's a real pleasure to be here, as it always is. We work for the nicest bunch of people in the world, over the nicest and the biggest little old network you've ever seen, CBS. Just before the show went on the air, the radio engineers along the line of CBS were feeding us the New York show, the show that is heard there locally, and Jim Lowe is just signing off his show. You know Jim, of course, as being a great record star with the Dot People. He does a local show in New York right before this show hits the network, and he improvised a lyric today all about stay tuned for the Howard Miller Show, which follows on the CBS radio network. So we certainly want to say thanks to Jim Lowe. Well, we have some fine music for you today, and we'll just sort of spin around the stuff of dreams a little bit and let you listen to what is currently, I think, three of the best records riding the turntables of disc jockeys in every market. Here to start things off are the Four Coins, four little boys who have finally hit the jackpot with the Epic Record Company on a swell song called Shangri-La.
Your kisses take me to Shangri-La. Each kiss is magic that makes my little world a Shangri-La. A land of bluebirds and fountains and nothing to do but cling to an angel that looks like you. And when you hold me, how warm you are. Be mine, my darling, and spend your life with me in Shangri-La. For anywhere you are is Shangri-La.
Thing, isn't it? The Four Coins and their new recording of Shangri-La. I should like to acknowledge a birthday celebration, if I may, please. I had a very nice letter from a Mr. Sam Phillips, who is manager of radio station WARK down in Hagerstown, Maryland. And Mr. Phillips, who writes a very nice letter and says how much he appreciates having the Wrigley Show on his station every day on CBS, writes me that on Saturday, July the 20th, that's a week from this coming Saturday, radio station WARK is going to be 10 years old. A budding youngster that's really serving a swell community in Hagerstown. And while we're not going to be here on the 20th or close to that date, I didn't want the opportunity to pass by without sending a rather early happy birthday to all of my good friends down there in Hagerstown, Maryland. And may there be hundreds and hundreds more. Birthdays are nice, unless if you're a young girl. Then, of course, you sort of stop counting them after a certain length of time. Let me, if I may, please, just for an instant, talk to all of our other good delegates, our friends who constitute the great retail business across these broad 48 states of the United. I just would like to suggest to you, gentlemen and ladies, that you check up on your stock of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. You know, it's a real customer service for you to have the product that Mama likes to put in the shopping bag for the picnic that might be coming up next Sunday. So just as a suggestion, although I'm certainly not in position to tell you how to run your place of business, you're doing a pretty remarkable job at it, I would like to just recommend that you see that Wrigley Spearmint is there for the convenience of all the people who like a swell product. Because Mama does like it for picnics. You see, it has a way of sort of pacifying the kids before the hot dogs and the beans and the potato salad is ready, before the family baseball game is over. Everyone sort of likes to slip a stick of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum to get relaxed and refreshed. And when you do, of course, Wrigley Spearmint is assured of doing a couple of things for you, among others, to keep your teeth clean and attractive and your breath always refreshed and sweet. So why don't you plan, be sure to have Wrigley Spearmint on your counter as a customer service to all of your good friends and ours. Make certain that prominently displayed is the best chewing gum, Wrigley Spearmint. A fine new record by Julie London. And if you want us to turn gossip columnist for just a moment, Julie is the young lady who at one time was married to a great friend of radio and television, a fellow by the name of Jack Webb, who distinguished himself with a series called Dragnet and with motion pictures. Their marriage ended, and Julie London, who had given up a career temporarily to become a wife and mother, has now decided to go back into the business, and she's doing a rather remarkable job singing for the Liberty Record Company. Here is Julie's newest, a release just out in the last week, called Dark.
Twelve o'clock and cold outside and dark. Moonless night and such a frightful dark. Everything is strange and weird. Cheerful scenes have disappeared since you've gone. Passers-by all wonder why it's dark. Not a sound is heard around the dark. Will it always be this way? And chase away the dark. Passers-by all wonder why it's dark. Not a sound is heard around the dark. Back and chase away the dark.
That's a tasty little morsel, isn't it? A Liberty record, Julie London sings the song called Dark. A real delicate sound and a good one. Just a suggestion now, when you shop today, Mom, I know there's a lot of products that you're probably going to pick up for use in the household, maybe some laundry soap, maybe some potatoes, maybe some fresh meat. Let me just add one more product, if I may, please, that we'd like to endorse and recommend for your pleasure. We call it Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. As a matter of fact, everybody calls it that when they want the best chewing gum because Wrigley makes the best. And you give your family the privilege and the pleasure tonight of an extra special good second dessert. After you finish serving the evening meal, serve everybody a stick of Wrigley Spearmint. Watch the smiles come over those pretty faces at the dinner table because Wrigley Spearmint is good, and it's good for you because it does keep your teeth clean and attractive. It's a real cosmetic aid to your beauty, and you'll always enjoy it. So come on, everybody, tonight. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. It's a swell product you'll enjoy. I'd like to listen, and I think maybe you would too, to Tony Bennett, who happens to have a new record. Tony, I have always referred to as Mr. Sincerity because I know of no one who reads a lyric any better, who puts more meaningfulness into a swell story of a song. So here is Tony's newest. On Columbia, it's called I Am.
I am, in the eyes of the world, just a man, only one man. I am, in the eyes of the world, just a dot, not a lot. But when I walk with you, my soul is touched, every star, 'cause I am the world, and heaven above, in the eyes of my heaven above, in the eyes of my love. Yes, I may be small in the eyes of the world, but I am so tall in the eyes of my
I think that's a great record. There's little doubt about that. Tony Bennett, I Am. On tomorrow, it'll be the eve of our departure from the fair shores of the city of Chicago because we're going out on what I would like to convince the Wrigley folk is a well-earned vacation. We're going to be away for a couple of weeks, and a very good pal of ours, a good friend who wants to break into the disc jockey routine, a fellow by the name of George Wadson, is going to take over for us, and he's going to be here in the studio tomorrow to sort of watch our activity. And along with Alan Burns, who does such a swell job producing for us, and Lou Weir and Joe Foss, we'll be saying bon voyage to me while I sort of cruise the briny waters of Lake Michigan, except they're not very briny, it's all fresh. Visiting our friends in Michigan and the vacation lands up in Canada. So you'll be meeting George tomorrow, our replacement for the next couple of weeks. In the meantime, you buy some Wrigley Spearmint and sit down and enjoy music with us tomorrow on CBS. This is Howard Miller throwing the curve to Mr. Foss.
Join Howard tomorrow when his guest will be George Watson on the CBS Radio Network.
Here's a wonderful entertainment combination on WBBM-TV's Late Show at 11 tonight. Clark Gable, Joan Crawford, and Franchot Tone star in MGM.